We're going to be dealing with a governing, apostolic, and prophetic anointing. And here's how the Lord gave it to me. My assignment is to draw every minister and church deeper into the apostolic and prophetic mold of ministry. So we're going to aim to do that at a greater dimension this morning. Ephesians 1, 1 through 3. Is very important this morning. Maybe I'll read these three openings so we can get a good idea. Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Notice verse 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the third verse is an opening verse to insight in the realm of ministry that the body of Christ needs to know. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. The revelation of the fact that grace is ownership is one of the most powerful revelations you can have. What happened, men start teaching on grace and didn't know what they're doing and start saying that grace, you can do anything, God's going to be all right. But grace means holiness. Grace is ownership. Faith is stewardship. So we have the right to take our faith and claim and demand what is ours instead of begging, trying to get faith to work. Faith cannot work without grace, and understand the revelation of grace. Everything Jesus did on the cross belongs to us now. We need to get that to our people, get them to understand that they already own everything. So that means we must stop begging and struggling about what is already ours. We must stop playing around with the little ideals and meetings that we set up that come in our mind, secular ideas, having these little meetings. If the Spirit of God don't breathe on them, it's not going to do a thing. We got to teach these people about grace and about faith. We taught about faith without grace. We have all the faith convention, faith convention, faith convention. I've been there 53 years. I've been there. Satan shipwrecked the revelation of grace so they wouldn't know how to stand in our place of grace. Now, notice in Ephesians 2:20. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Wow, that's a powerful verse. Then you go to Ephesians 3 and 5. Which in other ages were not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. The book of Ephesians opened up the grace of apostleship, opened up the grace of ownership. So study it real close. It'll bring great things to your life. Now, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 is so important. We talked about that. Then Acts 20, 26 through 32 is very important for us to be able to comprehend and understand, willing to make the change. Now, you've got to be willing to make changes to go deeper into the things of the Spirit. And then holy living is so important to all who are on this line. Anything that is blocking your holiness, I want you to get rid of it. Inventions can't stand with demonstration of the Spirit, power, and the Holy Ghost. So they invent a lot of things, coming up with a lot of stuff. But we need a demonstration of the Spirit, power, and the Holy Ghost. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 through 5, I'm not going to turn to it. Then John 3, 27, John 3, 30, and John 3, 34. A scripture that I've used for many years have empowered me until I stepped in to the apostolic anointing, a calling and anointing. Now listen to this. The church the kind of churches we see being built today will not be able to stand under the intense pressure of persecution and demonic onslaught. Activity program, popularity, all that's not going to work. We've got to build churches under the fivefold ministry gift. We got to be under this apostolic and prophetic anointing. It's real, it's true, and it's powerful. You know, we've been in ministry a long time and think we got it. I found out I didn't have it. It's so much more that God, there's always much more God wants to have. And there's a lot of program church being built, a lot of man-made ideas. But my job is to impart to you the governing power of the apostolic anointing and the prophetic anointing be upon the churches, be upon the pastors, the churches, the evangelists, the teacher. All fivefold ministry gifts be walking under the fullness of the apostolic and prophetic anointing. We must have power and not be on an ego trip. I footnote that living in the now energy of the Spirit. A lot of times in some of my studies, I found out that one of the greatest robbers of our lives is living in the past or trying to live in the future and missing the present moment. So always bring yourself back to the now. Not mind, not time, but in the now. Because mind and time will take you on a trip that you won't walk in the anointing as you should. Notice God is releasing his heavenly pattern for these type of church to be built. What type? With power and not just with ego trip. The apostolic move is not kind of those who are not receptive to what God is doing today. Now, I can't help, LTMA, I can't help you if you're not receptive. I thank God that I listen at the roll call and listen to how attentive you are here in the middle of the day here in Louisiana. I know for sure. That's a good mark. But I want to read this to you again because sometime in the apostolic, things will not go the way you want it to go. I got one of my MBBs, a very young man, just got married. And him and his new wife, and I think she might be on the line. When I called them, I told them they couldn't go on their honeymoon now.
What?
Because I see in the spirit of water some things that has to be done. And I talked to her and talked to him. And they canceled their honeymoon for a later date, because the apostle said so in the spirit realm. That's so important. See, if you're not willing to listen, I can't help you, and I'm not going to worry myself with you. Because I have the revelation, I have the success before you in every aspect, family, finance, etc. I have an example set out before you. You can check it if you want. And so the Lord put you in here for a reason, and he's building apostolic and prophetic churches now. But you got to be receptive. You have never arrived. You're always arriving. There's always more. You see, even though some of y'all got large ministries, you got ministry doing good, but we must all understand, in the spirit world, you never arrive. You're always arriving. There's always another dimension. There's always another level. There's always another height. There's always another depth in spiritual things. It's sort of like Romans 8, 26 through 28. You start off with your infirmity. You pray in the spirit. You go to the mind of the spirit. You go to the will of God. You go to the love of God. You go to the call of God. You go to the purpose of God. Then he says all things work together. See, you always, because we live in a human body, we always start out in the flesh. But after we get into the spirit, we get into the mind of the spirit and the will of God. Those are things that we need to know, that you never arrive. You're always arriving. I'm more, even more, I'm ready for more. There's always more. But those who desire to be at the pulse of what God is saying and doing today, that's important. We must be alert and ready to catch the wave of the revival. Then I have a footnote down here in the LTM as we go further into the depth of Ephesians 4:11-16 and Acts 20:28. Welcome to the world of change. So there are going to be some changes made in your life and in your ministry that are going to make you strong in the things of God. Changes of all kinds, economic, social, culture, technological, political, religion, are happening at an accelerating rate, all kinds of change. But as long as we understand grace ownership and faith stewardship and keep them connected properly and train our people to connect them properly, not to people pray hours and hours begging for stuff that is already there. So what I'm saying to you, LGMA, to you, ministers, that in that Bible, whatever you see, whatever promise, whatever blessing, it's already yours. The Lord Jesus Christ made that possible. Adam turned the light out. Last Adam, first Adam, last Adam turned the light back on. For us, the church, to be able to ride these waves, we need to have clear apostolic strategies that will help us have objective action plans to build for the future. Let me read that again. All these changes of all kinds, economic, social, cultural, technological, political, religious, are happening at an accelerating rate. Okay? Welcome to the world of change. But for us, the church and minister, to be able to ride these waves, we need to have clear apostolic strategy that will help us have objective action plan to build for the future. Just like now, I'm teaching a prophetic word about money coming demonstrator. And actually, the Lord showed me that that's 23rd Psalm. A demonstrator is operating in the 23rd Psalm and the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. It is a power. It's so powerful. So, the new pioneer leader God is remaking and retraining today, understand that change is the root of the game. Don't get settled in something you've been doing over and over and over again, thinking that it's producing progress and you're not seeing no progress. Listen to the Spirit of God. We're in these conferences like this. Listen to the Spirit of God. He'll say something I don't say. I'll try to say everything you tell me to say, but he'll show you something. Just one spark can change everything. I've had it happen to me many times. So you cannot grow if you're not willing to change. They develop apostolic strategies for his leadership and for his church to be apostolic strategy. For the church to be fully released into our potentials in God, or fully released in the portal of the supernatural. Now, listen at this. And if you follow me close enough, because I've been doing this a long time, you are designed to live the advancing life. You're part of LTMA, your personal life, your ministry, your church are designed to live the advancing life. Every day my life is advancing in every way. And I'm imparting that to you. It's an anointing. It's a revelation. It's a relationship with God. We need, listen to this now. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is what you're going to produce. We need apostolic pastors, teachers, and believers. In other words, the pastors become apostolic, the teachers become apostolic, and the believers become apostolic. Now, this is a very flat statement per se, but I think it carries so much weight. You got anybody to know how long I've been teaching for? The apostolic reveals your potentials in God. In other words, if person is not aware of or in contact with the apostolic, they will never know their potential in God. That's why I like Acts 20:28, and Paul said, take heed to yourself and all the flock with the Holy Ghost and made you overseer and preach the church of God when you put it in his own blood. And then you go and read down instruction to give to them. Here's what I want you to know. Here's what I saw after many years of ministering and when I got the call. The apostolic provide a cutting edge by releasing their spiritual creativity and the revelation of God's heavenly blueprint to pave the way and work for them. See, there's a heavenly blueprint that can't fully come out without that apostolic anointing. Then when we're talking in these sessions, I ask God to release more and more on you. As a matter of fact, I feel it coming out now. I feel it coming out of my body, really. That anointing is being released as I talk. And sometimes I get overwhelmed. You have to embrace, listen to me, apostolic wisdom to build and to bless. You have to embrace apostolic wisdom to build and to bless. They seek honestly for cooperation with others who are like-minded and who are of a kindred spirit. So you got to be like-minded. You got to be of a kindred spirit for that apostolic full flow to come upon you. So when you have, and I think we have it in the LTMA, I'm going to read this real properly. They're a champion of cooperation and not of competition. I read that real proudly over the years, how we have built this and how we respect one another. That they welcome a philosophy of biblical understanding, godly cooperation, revelation knowledge, and apostolic wisdom. I'm going to go over that again. They are champions of cooperation and not of competition. I've been in the Baptist, the Word of Faith, and you have a whole lot of competition. One trying to out-preach the other one. One don't pay no attention to the other. We don't have that. I had the boys preaching me in both revivals or both prosperity, and everybody pulled the same way. So you got to get ready. You work on a philosophy of biblical understanding. Might change something in your life. Godly cooperation. And I'm not going to put up with nothing else. And I want you to be receiving revelation knowledge. And I want you to be able to pick up apostolic wisdom. Now, there's wisdom there because that grace revelation is great wisdom. You're going to change your prayer life. It'll change your prayer life. It'll change your people's prayer life. But you got to teach them. You got to teach them that their faith is really not making nothing happen. Their faith is collecting from already what has happened. Woo! Listen to that. Their faith is not making anything happen. Their faith is activating what has already happened. And that's powerful. And then God will give you all insight of how to put that over to your people. When you are a champion of cooperation and not competition, and you welcome philosophy of biblical understanding, I say God out cooperation, revelation, knowledge, so that you can achieve the God-given vision that involves the regions, plural, and nation. Call them pioneers. These pioneers will have the ability to adapt to a changing world. See, pass farm, pioneer, and pace setter. We talked about it earlier, some months ago. These pioneers will have the ability to adapt to a changing world, the ability to assume responsibility for their own ministry success. Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:2-3. I desire, and I release in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, success, good success, to everybody on this line. We should have it. The ability to have a shared vision on body membership. All right. the ability to empower every able member within the church. So listen to this. Listen to this statement. And I want you to receive this statement in your personal life. I know because sometimes we're dealing with sickness and disease. Sometimes we're dealing with finances. Sometimes we're dealing with marriage scenarios. Sometimes we're dealing with children scenarios. Sometimes we're dealing with grandchildren scenarios. I want to make a statement here. You're through surviving, you are prevailing. Say that. I'm through surviving, I'm prevailing. How long have I been going, my dear? I'm not going long anymore. It's
about 20 minutes.
The environment and culture, those two, in which we are called a minister, is rapidly changing. Can you agree with that? Everything's changing. You got all this politic going on, and cussing each other out, and just fighting. You keep your eyes on the Lord. It's in this changing environment that a new dimension of leadership is desperately needed. So, the environment changed, and now I believe God is pouring out his apostolic and prophetic on men and women who love him and bringing them deeper into the spirit, and I believe we're right in the middle of it. Because we need a leadership that cannot be dominated or fashioned by the environment. Get that. Your ministry should not be dominated nor fashioned by the environment. You're a world shaker. You're a world changer at all times. These men and women must not be product of their environment, but vessels made and fashioned by God's, listen, grace and power. So, and improvement of our understanding of grace. I'll tell you what it did for me out there now, 57 years. I'm just getting a clear look at it. See grace as ownership. Now, I mean, some of y'all might have been deeper than that, but, you know, see that ownership and then able to preach it and teach it clearly that it changed people's lives. The kind of leaders we need now is leaders who are renewed with kingdom thoughts pattern. Their kingdom concept and value are their source of strength for daily living. Kingdom concept. For this reason, they are not manipulated by man, nor do they become paralyzed by fear of failure or defeat. Come on now. When you pack in, you know, Matthew 6:33, as a bad boy, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added to you. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. When you function in that, you cannot be manipulated by man, nor do you become paralyzed. Manipulated, paralyzed by fear of failure or defeat. Temporarily, sometimes things may not look like they're going as they should go. The cross always comes before the resurrection. If you can't handle it on the cross, you're not going to be able to handle the resurrection because you're going to have such a surplus. Once you go through the cross, that moment there, and come out on the other end, there's going to be such a surplus of life that if you didn't handle it on the cross, you won't be able to handle it. This type of leadership, we talk about draw spiritual resources from heaven and live by God's grace. You heard that? Breaking the limitation of their own inadequacies and weaknesses. I'm going to read that again. This type of leadership we talking about, and I'm talking about you. This is what you're going to do. Draw spiritual resources, and that's what I do. You remember I told you that experience in Romans 8:26-28? Your infirmities to the mind of the Spirit, to the will of God, to your love for God, to your call from God, and then you're ready to fulfill God's purpose. And that's why God said all things work together. But you got to come through those stages. So this type of leadership draws spiritual resources from heaven and live by God's grace and live by God's grace and live by God's grace. Live in an ownership mode, breaking the limitation of their own inadequacy. And see, sometimes people with faith, they're trying to be spiritual and get it and witness it. And they are, it's already there. So there's a shift in leadership. And we need Jesus, the forerunner, to lead us. We have not walked this way before. You may think you have. I know, I'm aware that there's so much new stuff trying to come up. We got these culture breakers. You got all kinds of stuff. Killing babies, all kinds of stuff. But back in the day, it wasn't doing all that. So we haven't walked this way before. Future is evolving so quickly that it will take a perceptive leadership to keep abreast with its changing and find an apostolic strategy to be effective in it. Find what? Apostolic strategy. The impartation, the revelation, the connection is putting you in a position whenever you need the Holy Ghost and give you an apostolic strategy. And the reason you've got to be taught, the reason you've got to have the impartation, the reason I'm talking so simple here is that you'll miss it. It'll seem so simple and complicated at the same time, you'll miss it. But by going over things with me and having experience, and some of y'all have experience, you've been around a while, it means a difference. He's talking about the future is evolving so quickly that it will take a perceptive leadership to keep abreast with its changes and find apostolic strategy to be effective in it. In other words, many ministers cannot find the apostolic and the prophetic strategy. They think they don't exist. Only one thing is certain. God has been there in the future, and he knows what it will be like. And we can say amen about that. Those who know him and walk with him are qualified to lead this generation. Because God already knows. And by revelation, full knowledge, we can walk in what God knows. It is stated we need to be guided in the battle. Heed of the battle is intensifying. Look around you. The demonic onslaught on the Christian church are getting more pronounced, disrespectful. That's why we got to be powerful. That's why we got to be holy. That's why we got to be money coming demonstrators. We got to show the blessing of God in manifestation. We need a strong leadership that is able to stand in the heat of the battle and wage a good warfare of faith. We need to learn how to build in the spirit and effectively pull down the stronghold of the enemy. We need the power to discern demonic activity, the wave of deception, manipulation, and witchcraft has already infiltrated the church, life, and government. Let me give it again. We need the power to discern demonic activity. Now, my ministry run real smooth. Been doing it for years and years. And it's because of two things, discernment and wisdom. You can come join the ministry, sit there a while, but finally you'll be picked up. It'll be revealed who you are. I don't put up with a whole lot of mess. The reason I had to put up with it, disturbing, is because the spirit is always ahead. So you need the power of discern demonic activity, a wave of deception, manipulation, witchcraft has already infiltrated the church life and government. Church split, liberalism and disunity have taken away the spirit of strength of many churches. That's not going to happen with us. The rising of men and women who refuse to change. What? Who resist any change in the church has become an increasingly important issue. No, I don't put up with that. These resistors are not allowing the church to move in the prophetic apostolic dimension, which God is releasing and restore. I'm going to read that again today. These resistors have those who resist and will keep the same old pattern, the same idea, are not allowing the church to move in the prophetic and the apostolic dimension where God is releasing, restoring today. Say, for instance, what I'm doing now. People say it's unspiritual. I'm teaching on building money coming demonstrator Sundays and Wednesdays. What? So a member of the church has to be with the flow and trust me that what I'm doing is from God. I'm talking about money on Sunday. I'm talking about money on Wednesday. Don't know how long I'm going to do it. That's apostolic. See, if I wasn't apostolic, if I was just pastoral, I couldn't do that. Why? I had to think about how people are going to feel. I had to please the people. I don't have to please people. I'm trying to raise people. You can't raise them and please them at the same time. You got to destroy yokes. You got to let them know that God works sometimes in mysterious ways, but he'll give you the revelation if you sit in there and pick it up. So we need to stand up in righteousness. I'm for that. I'm for holiness. I'm for sanctification. I'm for right living. If you're part of LTMA and you don't want to live right, then MVB is supposed to flush you out. Because we're not going to have that. The time we're living in is a specific time of separation and judgment. God is bringing a time of repentance and cleansing within his temple. He is purifying the son of Levi, Malachi 3:3. Spiritual leadership who bear the ark of the covenant and who would minister unto him. My. There's a cleansing and a subsequent separation that is coming within the church. Come on now, LTM, I'm getting you ready for it. There's a cleansing and a subsequent separation that is coming within the church. Now, I've been walking this all my ministry, 53 years. I want y'all to know that. Those that have been proven, wait now, it isn't. Those that have been proven will be promoted. Those, and promotion coming to me all the time. When you are cleansing and separate yourself, promotion is looking for you. Those who are prepared and ready will enter into this new dimension of his power and grace. Come on now. Those who are prepared and ready will enter into this new dimension of his power and grace. From the beginning, that's what I've been talking about. Enter into this new dimension. Proven will be promoted, but you got to have cleansing. You got to be clean. You got to have a clean heart. Are you listening to me? I'm almost closing. Let me give you this, and then I'm gonna close. We need to prepare for God's invasion. A new wave of supernatural power is soon going to be seen manifested in the church. We're right in the middle of it. The power of God will be released through the revelation and power gifts in the most unprecedented ways. A supernatural sign and wonders are going to break forth in the life of the congregation. A new dimension of phenomena breaking into the experiences of the church. It will be more than just physical manifestation of heightened anointing or the consciousness and conviction of sin. It will be an awesome manifestation of God's presence in his people and in his church gathering. The leadership must be able to handle the changing world environment, learn to face the reality of the vicious spiritual battle that is already raging against the church. I'm trying to close. Rise above the spirit of control, manipulation, and witchcraft, which are rising within the church to cripple its forward momentum. Be separated to fulfill the high calling of their ministry. I want you to be separated. Be found faithful and live be set in charge of many cities. Have the governmental anointing released upon you now. Now take up our next impartation. That's a lot of information. Go over it more than one time, and you'll see some things that the Lord is saying to you. Remember, I want to close with apostolically, we're going into a grace space to train our churches and those of us who are ministering different places. They're important to understand that God, through Christ, has already done everything that we ever need or ever want. It's a done deal. And the ownership will make you strong against Satan, against the attack, against any lack, against anything he's trying to do to you, because you already know it's yours. And you take faith and hope and walk into it. That's what I want for the minister, and the ministries, and the people that are under our ministry. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you, and we give you the glory for all that you're doing in our lives. I bless every minister on the line, every family, every church, that they will grow in the apostolic, grow in the prophetic, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, a great honor and anointing. I thank you for their acts of obedience. We're a family. We're walking together. We recognize infirmities, but we also recognize strength. So we thank you, whatever need they be on this line. All of them on this line should be a money coming demonstrator. They've been connected to us. Give them the insight. Give them the revelation that they walk in this money coming demonstrator anointing. I release it on each one of them because they are partakers of the LTMA. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Leroy, back in your hands.